London. King Charles will unveil a new national memorial dedicated to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender members of the British Armed Forces, marking his first official engagement in support of the LGBT community. The memorial, titled Open Letter, is intended to honor serving personnel and veterans affected by the long-standing ban on LGBT members in the military. The ban was abolished in 2000, 33 years after male homosexuality was partially decriminalized in England and Wales. The government-funded bronze sculpture, created in the form of a crumpled, freestanding letter, incorporates words from personal messages once used as evidence to prosecute or dismiss service members. The design, according to organizers, symbolizes both the pain of exclusion and the resilience of those who served despite discrimination. King Charles, who serves as Commander-in-Chief of the British Armed Forces, is expected to lay flowers at the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire during the ceremony. Brigadier Claire Phillips, who joined the Army in 1995 when being openly gay was still banned, said the memorial's design deeply resonates with those who lived through that era. The unveiling follows recommendations from an independent government-commissioned review that uncovered decades of systemic discrimination, including dismissals, harassment, and sexual assault against LGBT personnel. In response, the British government has offered compensation of up to £70,000, $93,900, for those directly affected by the ban.